Good evening. It's so good to have you here for our commencement service of the Landmark Baptist College. It is our regular church service, and we're Baptist, so we will take an offering.
Amen.
Amen. But we just want to make sure that before the commencement begins and everything happens, we just want to ask you to do something for us tonight. There's nothing worse than having a good ceremony and messing up a good spirit in the church by having a cell phone ring. All right, so I'd ask you tonight to take and silence that. If you don't know how to make it do that, then turn it off. If you want to turn it in, we'll baptize it for you. But please make sure, I know you'll want to take pictures tonight and things like that, but please take time now to make sure that it is silenced so that we can have good service together tonight. I appreciate everybody that's come, for our graduates, for those tonight, our church members. Thank you so much. We are a local church Bible college. We believe local church, and we believe the church ought to train up young men and young ladies to do the work of God. And so I do appreciate all the hard work our church has invested. A lot of places call themselves local church, but a lot of folks that are training your young people are not just the professors, but they have local church people on their bus routes, outgoing soul winning with them. And so we're thankful for all that. I'm going to ask you to do this with me tonight. Stand with me. We're going to start off in song. Amen.
All right. Turn in your hymn books to number 455. 455, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. On the first verse, sing it out, here we go. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. By his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto second, stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. Ye that are men now serve against unnumbered fall, let courage rise. Singing. We'll sing the last verse in a moment. We'll give you a chance to shake hands and greet those around you tonight. Then we'll come back and sing the last verse. Last verse together, stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. Sing it out, here we go. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel. for the good singing. You may be seated.
Well, thank you for being here tonight. It's our normal church service, so we'll give a few announcements. Church, we want you to come back and be here on Wednesday night for our church service, but I want to remind you, and didn't say much this morning, so I want to just take extra time to let you know that instead of 7:30, church will be at 7 p.m. because we are having our high school graduation here in the main auditorium. And we'll do what Pastor always did. We'll make it 1 minute early at 6:59. So what time is church on Wednesday night?
6:59.
I appreciate you listening very well. And again, other announcements we'll put to the side because we do have many other things like bridal showers and things going on. But please look at the bulletin. That'll keep you up to date. If you didn't get one, there's more in the back for you. And as we turn our attention to our prayer list tonight, I want you to, again, I ask you to pray for Dr. John Hankins. He's in the hospital, been in the hospital through the week. I haven't gotten an update lately on him, but again, the last update, I had 8 quarts of blood there. And so again, very, very, very heavy blood transfusions because they're trying to stop some blood loss there in his intestinal area. And then I ask you to church for Miss Vesta Conley. The Conley's been here. Brother Clyde went home to be with the Lord. Great members of our church, but their son went home to be with the Lord. Call him Sam, but he's Clyde Jr. And he is out, I believe, in Texas, and they're headed out there now. But again, be in prayer for them. This is kind of a sudden thing as he passed away on Thursday. Be in prayer also for our missionary, Brother Terry Donahue, who is over. They're kind of taking another missions trip here to Cambodia, trying to pass that ministry on to the next generation. So be in prayer for both of them while they're there as they do these things. Others that we didn't mention this morning that I want to make sure to mention tonight, Miss Linda Donahue, who had that stroke, continuing to rehab. Pray for her. Jenny Williams and Alice Akers there, her eye surgery that she's had. Pray for all these and their recovery from these surgeries. Continue to pray for Ralph Hutchinson, Cindy Bradford, Russ Messersmith, and then these on our cancer list, Angela Wilkie, David Murdoch, and Dan Canals. If you would stand to your feet, I'm going to ask one of my friends, Pastor Mark Reichert, would you make your way to the pulpit and pray for us tonight? I appreciate you being here. We don't often get in the same place at the same time, and he is my friend, and I appreciate him being here for the graduation services tonight. But if you would, after the prayer, please remain standing for the offering, and once the plate passes you tonight, please go ahead and have a seat because they're going to have they'll have the entrance here in just a second. Brother, pray for us.
God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your hand would be upon these graduates tonight and in the furtherance of their ministry. Lord, I pray that you'll always guide them, help them to stay straight in the Word of God and be faithful. I pray your hand would continue to be upon this church and upon the people here. And may you just continue to touch them and bless them as they are working and laboring for you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
gentlemen, hats off. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to be at an event like this. Thank you for these graduates. We thank you for the hard work that has gone into this time that they've looked forward to. We ask, Lord, that you would bless in a special way this service tonight. May it be a memorable service, not only just a pleasant memory, but a memory that will provoke them to go on and do greater things. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd bless every aspect of this service. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to honor you in all that we do here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Christians all around the world have known whom they believe. They serve God and surrender all, and serve Him faithfully. But there are those who water down the truth that they once preached about. How can we stand idly by? We must keep the standard high. Stand strong, stand firm. Represent the cross to all the world. Don't bend, don't break. Stand for what is true and choose to stay. God will never let you stand alone, so stand. God is looking for someone to stand for truth and right, one who go unto the lost and tell them of His light. Few have answered to His call, and fewer still have stayed. Christian, it is time to rise, the name of God proclaim. Stand strong, stand firm. Represent the cross to all the world. Don't bend, don't break. Stand for what is true and choose to stay. Stand alone, so stand strong. Stand
those around you who change what they believe.
Stand while they may falter, your children of the King.
Stand for Christ who called you to trust Him and obey.
We must lift the banner high, together we will say.
To have a preacher that is a preacher's preacher to give the charge tonight. Every one of our graduates are preachers and they can preach, and we appreciate it. And we appreciate Dr. Joe Arthur coming and preaching the charge for us. So, Brother Arthur, you come.
Thank you so much, my dear friend. And the Lord is good, and I congratulate these men for your studies and your Your Excellence, and I love this place. I just love it. Me and my wife are joining now. We're going to be honorary members, and we're going to tithe 6 months to this church and 6 months to ours. But I appreciate not only your academic excellence, but I appreciate your emphasis on the local church. And I believe we can have revival again in America. And I believe God's going to use the local church. And I thank the Lord for that. Thank you, Dr. Parsons, for such a wonderful, kind invitation to come again. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. If you have your Bible tonight, I'll be speaking to you from the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8. And there's a little phrase found in verse number 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse number 10. Where Nehemiah makes this encouraging statement, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And say that with me together. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Say that one more time. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Over 200 times in the Bible and in 155 verses, the Lord uses this word joy. Now, joy in the Bible is not just a mere glee or a feeling that makes you happy. But real joy in the Bible is an inward gladness and contentment of heart that is not connected to outside circumstances. Let me say that again. Bible joy is a real joy that is a gladness and contentment of heart that is not depending on outside circumstances. And I'm glad in a world where things are changing, I'm glad you and I tonight that know the Lord can proclaim that the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the Bible, we're told about the source of our joy. Where does it come from? Well, Simon Peter said, when we come to Christ and believe on Him, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm glad tonight in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and in the inspired Word of the living God, you'll find the source of our joy. Then the Bible talks about the size of our joy. It uses some descriptive words that tells you just how wonderful our joy is. Jesus said that your joy may be full. Simon Peter said, joy unspeakable. And in the book of Acts, they return with great joy. So I'm glad tonight that our joy is a full joy. It is a great joy. And it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's no boundaries and borders or limitations to the joy of the Lord. And so the Bible talks about the source of our joy, the size of our joy. But in our text tonight, he talks about the strength of our joy. How that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And notice Nehemiah didn't say that our strength is in our talents, our abilities, our intellects, or our gifts. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. That joy, that's inward peace and contentment. That's not hinged on outside circumstances. It is enough to keep you going when the going gets rough. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when I look at that verse in the light of Nehemiah and the life that he lived, in the labor that he labored, and in the legacy that he left, that's what kept Nehemiah going. The joy of the Lord is his strength. Number one, when you're overcome with a burden, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Chapter 1 starts out with the burden. It starts out with Nehemiah hearing about what's happened in Jerusalem, how the gates are burned and the walls are torn down. And he realizes that the news is bad and the task is great. And he is overcome by this burden to do something about it. How is he going to do it? He found out that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm glad tonight when you and I face the burdens, the troubles, the uncontrollable and unexpected circumstances of life, there is an inward peace and contentment that's not based on outside circumstances, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you're overcome with a burden, there's strength in the joy of the Lord. Number two, in the life of Nehemiah, when you're obeying the call, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah felt a call of God upon his life to leave his comfort zone and go back to Jerusalem and give a measure of restoration or revival. And he had it made where he was, but that call of God was strong in his life. And he found out when you are obeying the call of God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And every one of these men tonight have a call of God upon their life. It is a high calling, it is a heavenly calling, and it is a holy calling. And I'm glad tonight that God is still calling men to stand and proclaim the word of God and reach the world with the gospel. And when that call is heavy and you don't know how and you don't know the way, I'm glad the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you're overcome with a burden, when you're obeying the call. Number three, in the life of Nehemiah, when you're opposed by the foe, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know what Nehemiah found out? That everybody wasn't excited about what God was doing in his life as he was. He found that the foe and the opposition would not only come from without, but it would come from within. They lied on the man. They misrepresented the man. They scoffed the man. They made fun of the man. They done everything they could to discredit and distract and discouraged Brother Nehemiah. But you know what he found out? That if God be for you, who can be against you? Why, they said a fox could knock down that wall. It's amazing one never did. And man, I want to tell you, in the midst of his persecution, and I'm trying to learn from Nehemiah, instead of coming down off the wall and engaging in some frivolous argument with the opposition, he stayed on the wall, he stayed on course, he stayed on track, and he gave his all to God. And he found when he couldn't please anybody else, as long as he pleased the Lord, everything was going to be all right. Man, I wished I could tell these brethren that when you leave this place tonight, you'll never have any opposition. You'll never have any trouble. I mean, you guys that's going to get a mother-in-law, you know you're going to have some opposition. And I could tell you tonight, there'll be no trouble, but there will be. There'll be persecution from within, from without. Man, the enemy is going to howl. But you'll find when you're opposed by the foe that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You'll find that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you're overcome with a burden, when you're obeying the call, when you're opposed by the foe. And then lastly, when you're overwhelmed with a task, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can you imagine what Nehemiah felt like when he realized what God wanted him to do? Build back the walls, erect those gates, raise those towers, and bring a measure of revival. That was not a small task. Where are the materials going to come from? Where is the money going to come from? Is it in the budget? Where is the manpower coming from? Where is my financial security? What is this going to do to my portfolio? He is overwhelmed with the task. 39 feet high, 2 miles in circumference, 8 inches thick, 12 gates, 34 watchtowers. Wow, what a task. It seems to be overwhelming. But Nehemiah will find that where God guides, he provides. There's a fish with money in its mouth. There's a little boy with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. There is a widow woman with 2 mites. God has bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And can I remind you, there's still water in God's well. There's still bread in God's oven. There's still provisions in God's supply. And when you don't know how, when, where, the money, the manpower, and you're overwhelmed with the task that is ahead, the joy of the Lord is your strength. 2 miles, 39 feet high, 8 inches thick, 12 gates, 34 watchtowers, and in 52 days. Wow, the work was completed because he found that the joy of the Lord was his strength. When they watched God answer their prayers, the joy of the Lord was their strength. When they saw God supply their needs, the joy of the Lord was their strength. When they saw God vindicate their faith and their commitment and their stand, the joy of the Lord was their strength. And when they watched God shut the mouth of the opposition, the joy of the Lord was their strength. When they saw the hand of God comfort them, protect them, anoint them, and empower them, and give them courage, blessing, and victory, they found that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And I want to say to these brethren tonight, as you face the calling, as you face the foe, as you face the burdens and the storms of life, you have something on the inside of you, a contentment, a peace and heart that's not connected to outside circumstances, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. How many has ever been to Chattanooga, Tennessee? And there's a little place up there called Ruby Falls. For many, many years, I went up 75 and it said, "See Ruby Fall." I don't think she's failed yet. Please laugh at that. That's the best that I got tonight. One day I was up there and the pastor said, "Let's go see Ruby Fall." We get in this elevator shaft and we go way down underground. And we get out of that little elevator, and I couldn't do it now because you have to about bend over double and walk through this dark tunnel. And I mean, you have to just about bend over. But all of a sudden, before I could ever see anything, I hear this roar. And I said, "What's that?" I mean, it's dark in that tunnel. I won't know if something's after me. He said, that guide said, "Press on, press on. Ruby Fall is just ahead." And I remember we come around a little old corner and there's a boulder. And then, brother, right out there in front of me was this gushing, I mean stream of water under the ground. And it was a beautiful sight. And that man told me something about that I hope I never forget. He said, "Do you see that water gushing out of that rock into this pool?" He said, "That's Ruby Fall." He said, "Did you know no matter if it rains or doesn't rain up there outside, it doesn't have anything to do with the volume or the velocity of this flow. He said it is totally independent of outside circumstances. No matter how hot it gets out there, how cold it gets out there, whether it rains out there or never rains out there, the volume and the velocity of this flow never changes. It is totally independent of its surroundings. And I thought, praise the Lord, I'm glad. Down in the depths of my heart is a source of joy, peace, and contentment that is totally independent from outside circumstances. Whether it rains or not, whether the sun shines or not, through the heat of the day and the cold of the night, I'm glad we have someone in us that produces this peace and contentment and this joy. And I'm glad to tell you tonight that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You got a song, sing it. You got a message, preach it. You got a light, shine it. You got a task, do it. You have a stand, take it. You have a Christ and a God to please and love and serve, and through His grace and strength you can. Because I'm glad the joy of the Lord is your strength. Our Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. And I pray for these brethren that you would encourage their hearts tonight to fulfill the will of God and the call of God that is upon their life. And Lord, when the burdens come and the challenges come and the difficulties come, may they sense that inward peace, joy, and contentment that's not connected to the outside circumstances of this world. And Lord, as Jesus said, may His joy in us be full. May we leave this place tonight running on a full tank of joy. And we'll thank you for what you do, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for that inexhaustible supply. Amen. All right, it's time now for us to confer the non-academic awards to our students in the college. So with that said, let me go ahead and get started. All right, in recognition of the giving of oneself to make a difference in the lives of our students, the Shirley Fake Award is presented to Lantana Turner. This 18th day of May, 2025. Lantana, come on up here. In recognition of demonstrating a positive attitude and concern for others, the Dr. Dale Fake Excellent Spirit Award is presented to Isaac Lefever. This day, 18th day of May, 2025. In recognition of exceptional faithfulness in ministry, the Brother Wally Hartwick Award is presented to Chris Gillian this 18th day of May, 2025. In recognition of exceptional compassion and making a difference in the lives of others, the Dr. Gary Herring Award is presented to Hannah Castle this 18th day of May, 2025. In recognition of exceptional compassion and making a difference in the lives of others, the other Dr. Gary Herring Award is presented to Daniel Firth, this 18th day of May, 2025. In recognition of demonstrating a love for God, the Holy Scriptures, and the local church, while standing firm for the Baptist distinctives and the fundamentals of the faith once delivered to the saints, the J.B. Buffington Award is presented to Caleb Shear this 18th day of May, 2025.
My privilege and honor this evening to recognize our salutatorian this year and our valedictorian. So in recognition of outstanding academic achievement, the year 2025 salutatorian of Landmark Baptist College is Caleb Shear. Two left. I told them at practice today we're going to flip a coin for this one. So, in recognition of academic excellence and the highest grade point average, the year 2025 valedictorian of Landmark Baptist College is Isaac Lefevre.
It's time now for us to confer the degrees. So I'm waiting for the gentlemen to get their hats on. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get started with this. All right, Brandon T. Johnson. Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education. Isaac Austin Lefevre, Bachelor of Arts, Pastoral Missions, summa cum laude. Caleb Justice Shear, Bachelor of Arts in Bible, Pastoral, summa cum laude. Yeah. Thomas J. Knickerbocker, Doctor of Ministry in Theology. Doctor of Ministry in Theology. All right, at this time, we're going to have the Marksman Quartet come back up and do another song for us.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a foreign land. When the crowd knelt to the idol, they boldly took their stand. Not afraid of the evil king or the fiery furnace flames. Where others would have buckled, their faith in God remained.
And they stood true.
They stood true when there was nothing left to do.
They held their ground.
They held their ground when no earthly help was found.
They knew the Lord.
They knew the Lord and they depended on His word.
When there was nothing left to do,
they looked to God and they stood true.
Daniel knelt to pray each day to the Lord in a foreign land. The angry men around him tried to criticize this man. Standing still in faithfulness, he faced the lion's den. When all he had was Jesus, old Daniel would not bend. And they stood true.
They stood true when there was nothing left to do.
They held their ground.
They held their ground when no earthly help was found.
They knew the Lord.
They knew the Lord and they depended on His word.
When there was nothing left to do,
they looked to God and they stood true. They stood true.
Stephen stood for Jesus and he boldly preached the word. All the scoffing Pharisees despised the truth they heard. They stoned that fearless preacher as he lifted up his eyes. Then Jesus stood to welcome him at the Father's side.
And they stood true.
They stood true when there was nothing left to do.
They held their ground.
They held their ground when no earthly help was found.
They knew the Lord.
They knew the Lord and they depended on His word.
When there was nothing left to do,
they looked to God and they stood true.
When there was nothing left to do,
and no rescue was in view, when the world said they were through, they looked to God and they stood true. They stood true.
Gentlemen, would you remove your caps for prayer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today. We want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here, for the work that has gone into this day, not only on the parts of the students, but the staff and everybody that's had a part in Landmark Baptist College over the years. We want to thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for Pastor Carter and Pastor Parsons and their stand and their desire to educate and train young men and ladies to give their lives to God and to serve you with the rest of their lives. Lord, I'd ask you to be with these services and these young men and older men as they go out and continue to serve you, that they would honor and glorify you with their lives. Help us to be found faithful, doing what you'd have us to do each and every day. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be it known to all those present that upon recommendation of the faculty, by authority of the church, and in the providence of God, Landmark Baptist College confers these degrees with all the rights, honors, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto pertaining. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the 2025 graduating class of Landmark Baptist College.
Blessing it's been to be here tonight and be here for the graduation. I want you to do this with me. Would you stand to your feet? And let's give these graduates one more big hand of applause. Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you for being here tonight. Friends and family, we want you to know that they're going to stay here for just a few minutes so you can come down and get pictures if you want to get pictures with them. But everyone, we want all of you to come over to the fellowship hall. We have some refreshments and a time of fellowship. We kept it really under the hour, so you should stay for a while and hang out and fellowship with us. But let's close in prayer tonight, and I'll pray for the reception and the fellowship after. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for our graduates. God, I pray you would continue to go with them, Lord, as they continue on their journey to serve you. God, I pray for the time of fellowship, Lord. I thank you for those that have come, those that have just, Lord, the investment that's been made by the professors and, Lord, in their lives and their parents and, Lord, family members. Lord, I pray that you just continue to help them to grow in you, Lord, continue to further all the work of God in their lives. I pray you'd be with the refreshments, Lord. Bless and nourish our bodies with it. Give us safety now as all of us go our separate ways, Lord. I pray you'd bring us back at the appointed time for our church. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I didn't rush you down here.